Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimp, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. We've got stacked a second hour. We're going to get some AFL D-Gen picks for the hardcores. In a late night hour, we're going to get into more soccer with Big Man on Campus. We'll take a look at the Major League Baseball card for Saturday. We'll get into the UFC. I know a lot of you want some UFC picks. I like the card, actually, from a betting perspective. And you know what? From a fan perspective, it's a pretty cool card as well. There's some old dudes. It's seniors night, and there's some interesting, weird matchups. But the main event is not for the faint of heart. And the main event, like if either one of these dudes punch you in the face, you'd be in the hospital for like 4 months. And you definitely have a broken jaw. As tell you what, man, Robert Whittaker and Darren Till, these guys can freaking throw. All right, these guys can throw. Shogun and Nogueira, well, they used to be able to throw. It's sort of like Roy Jones and Mike Tyson, except not quite that bad. Shogun, who is only 38 years old. All right, the Oakland Athletics are up 3-2 right now. Can they hang on to this win and cash a ticket for the late night D-Gens? They're up 3-2. They also have runners on second and third as we speak right now. The countdown is on. NBA basketball will be in full effect next Thursday. But, you know, 7 days from now on Friday night, we're going to have a bunch of NBA games. And then on through the weekend, and then there's going to be no turning back. The Michigan State Spartan football team, the entire football team has been shut down for 14 days. All right, so they'll have to self-isolate, go into quarantine. Bunch of there was a spread. They don't know who has it. They don't know who does have it, who doesn't have it. And college football is on the clock. August is around the corner right now. We're going to get into the EPL. We'll get into the MLS, the Montreal Impact, and Orlando City. We've got Philadelphia United and the Revolution, man. Philadelphia, New England. I punched in Philadelphia versus New England tonight, and I got the Super Bowl popping up. Will it be the same result, the same city winning? Who's the better team, the Rev or Philly? I think Philly. Break it down and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent
manager. And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Sports Rage late night. I am Morenci. Bet your rage. A lot of stuff to get to. Sports, we got a lot of them, all right? It's like we said off the top of the program, it's like Sizzler, something for everybody. We've got Major League Baseball, the NBA scrimmage stuff. I'm not really fully into, and I'm not going to start betting every game or anything like that, but I'll tell you what, big man, the Houston Rockets are not a deep team at the best of times. And, you know, they're a two-man operation. They got Westbrook. They got Harden. I was surprised Westbrook and Harden played as much as they did. And they seemingly were kind of trying, too, which surprised me. The game was more intense than I thought it was going to be. I thought it would more be like kind of scrimmage-ish. But no, like they were going. But that's what I liked about a big man, about the Raptors. They don't know how not to play for real. And even though it was an NBA scrimmage only, dude, Ibaka was elbowing people and like, hey, get out of my way and getting rebounds and stuff. And the Raptors, second and third units are good. Like, and they're trying to like develop guys or guys like trying to impress like Chris Boucher. I know, remember he played for the Ducks. You know, he's freaking massive now, bro. He looks like Dwight Howard. Like during the pandemic, he spent like every day just lifting weights or something. A good dude's huge. Terrence Davis, same thing. Really good player out of Mississippi. And, you know, they all said the same thing. We're here to have an impact and help the team win in the playoffs. We want to be part of this championship. And they're trying to prove to Nick Nurse that they deserve playing time. So I like the Raptors tonight. We laid the 2.5 and they won by 11. But, you know, I see people are going crazy because Ben Simmons hit a 3 in one of these games, big man.
Yeah, one thing about Davis, I was a big fan of his at Ole Miss, a four-year player. He actually, he was a great football player in high school. He's a flexible player, can play different positions, very productive. They're really impressive, Toronto. I really like that team a lot. Really deep, as you said. They didn't even have McCall. I don't think McCall was able to play tonight. But, it was impressive. They're a good team. I love the way they play. They're kind of blue collar and they play great defense and they got a floor general in Kyle Lowry. But yeah, Ben Simmons hit a 3. I guess supposedly he went to a sports psychologist, whatever that means. Now he's all about shooting threes all of a sudden. But yeah, look, if he can make them consistently, he's a much better basketball player. We'll see.
Oh yeah, it does. Really opens up the court. Okay, so let's get into soccer here because we only have you for another few minutes and big man will be back for a longer stay. On Sunday, man, this show's just flying by tonight. We had problems with the guest this week on GTD. We got all backed up. We didn't get Odessa on even. We got Marilyn here. It's been chaos. So just quickly about the MLS game here. I see the first goal scorer of the game is, and this guy's been on fire, big man. Scored 3 goals in the tournament. I'm talking about Safir Tajer of the Impact, the Algerian. And, Tajay in French. He's been the guy who's just been, like, drilling the ball at the net, and good things have been happening. 10-1 to score the game's first goal. But I like where we're going with this. 1-1, and we'll speak tomorrow night on the podcast. We'll have some fun with this. We'll be live. 1-1, Impact Orlando goes to extra time. I think Montreal can pull this out, guys. They're -120. If you want to take Montreal, just, whatever, without worrying about the result. What about the Philadelphia New England game? I'm thinking Philadelphia is the better side, but can they prove it? What do you think?
Yeah. The Revolution have been, really awful offensively. They have just 2 goals in this tournament, but they've only given up 1 goal. Their defense has been terrific. I will say though, I watched that Toronto FC game. I don't know how Toronto didn't score. They had so many opportunities. I think they had 16 shots. It was just, they just couldn't find the back of the net. They were just flying around and they had plenty of opportunities, even late. Probably could have been a penalty late. It wasn't called. I don't know if the Revolution could do that yet again. There are so many different options that the Philadelphia Union have. They're a pretty solid defense team. And what I've seen from the Revolution is they just don't seem like they really have a playmaker. They're doing without their captain right now, Carlos Gil. He's been out. And concerning going forward, I just don't know if Bruce Arena can do enough to shut another good team down. Toronto should have won, and they shouldn't even be in this next round. So, yeah, I think Philadelphia is a 145 plus 145 is a really solid play here. I think they take care of business.
The Angels tied it. Sorry, the Angels tied it. That's just
Jesus. My God. That has to have been late.
3-3. They got a runner on first, one out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, whatever, dude. Let's just get out of it at 3-3 and get it back in the bottom. And oh, my God. Dude, they're going to go with a runner on second base, aren't they? Holy shit. Like, it's going to open up into craziness, bro. When does that happen? Do they do that in the 10th or the 11th inning? Is it the 11th? Do they play one normal inning? I don't know. They make baseball rules. It's like softball now. I don't know. Like, but
yeah,
I know
what,
dude,
the rules are now.
They do this. Yeah, I know. Like, is it the 11th?
It's like a pitcher, Gabe. Like a pitcher has to, if a bullpen pitcher comes in, he's got to face two
batters.
He can't just come in and like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's whack. What is up with that?
There's no more like lefty righty stuff. You're screwed now. Like it leads to overs, but guys, and you know, anytime I ask a factual question in the chat, we get 13 different answers. So I don't want to do this, but for some reason, I think they play one normal inning of extra innings. That the 10th inning is normal. And then if it's not one, then they go to this in the 11th. But I'm probably wishfully thinking that. I think they go right to it, actually, in the 10th inning. All right, let me see.
I think they're going to win bottom of the ninth. I think they're going to win bottom of the ninth.
New? Okay, what do you think of the Leicester and the Man U game? So big stakes here, guys, as far as the Champions League is concerned. Two Champions League berths, one Europa League place, and two relegation spots. All to be decided. EPL, very big weekend. Manchester United, Chelsea, and Leicester. Only two of them can get in. The Wolves are trying to get into the Europa League right now. So big, big game for Man U and Leicester here. What's your take on this, big man?
Yeah, look, you're not going to find me betting Leicester. I mean, this group, out of the last 20 games, has only won 5 of those games. I mean, they've just not been very good. It's been a nightmare, really, since the 1st of January. United's not played great lately, but I think it was just really they were just kind of burned out. I think they're the better side here, and I know they haven't played well lately, and their performance levels have dropped, but I think they'll get back on track and find a way here. But this is another game that just seems 1-1 to me, frankly, Gabe. It's a tough one. These are so tough to call. I mean, I'm not a big fan of betting the final game of the season a lot of the time, but these are games that mean something. I think United's the better team. I just don't have a lot of – I just am not really into Leicester since the first of the year. I think they've been really poor. Defensively, they've had trouble at times. I'm going to probably just United here. I think they find a way.
They've struggled since coming back. One thing, too, man, you only need the draw as well. As Big Man just talked about a draw, they only need the draw. What about Chelsea? What do you think happens? With Chelsea?
Yeah, that's another game that's kind of important as well.
The Wolves are trying to get into the Europa, right? That's a big one for them, too.
Yeah, but plenty on the line in this game for sure. Chelsea's just bagging goals like crazy right now. So I would probably be looking at over 2.5 in this game. Both teams need to go forward and score goals. Pulisic is on fire. Maybe him to score anytime. Yeah. I think that's a pretty good price on the American. One other game, Gabe, if I could just throw this out there. I've been putting this team out for a long time. They don't lose Burnley. Burnley just don't lose games. I mean, they've either draw or win. Burnley's a side that at home, they're very good. They're very tough to break down. I think at home here, if you want to just get kind of, you know, conservative, you could take draw no bet. That way, if they draw, you're covered. But I think plus 135 against Brighton's probably worth the play as well.
Big Man on Campus. Follow him on Twitter at Big Man on Campus. We'll catch you tomorrow. We'll watch some MLS soccer and some UFC tomorrow night. Big Man, it's always a pleasure, my man.
Appreciate it. Talk to you, Gabe.
Big Man on Campus. Great stuff so far, man. This show's just flying by. Fastest 120 minutes in sports. We'll track this baseball game. Angels Athletics to get into the UFC. Fight Island. Whitaker, Till, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bid it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage Late Night rolls on. Thanks to Big Man on Campus for kicking it with Steve Merrill was with us as well. We heard from Clam Chowder this evening. It's been a fun Friday night freak show. We've got big drama going on here right now as the bases are juiced for the Angels. They scored one run. They tied the game, and the Oakland Athletics get out of it. The Angels tie the baseball game, but it was disastrous. Like, the bases were loaded. There was runners on first and second with one out, and then there was strikeout. And, man, they were lucky to get out of that. So it's 3-3 right now. We're going into the bottom of the ninth inning. All right, I want to get to the UFC as promised. New MLB extra innings. Is it the 10th? Did they go right into it, the 10th? For some reason, I thought it was like, in the minor, put it this way, when they did it in the minor leagues, I believe they played one normal extra inning. Like, the 10th inning was normal, and then if no one won, then they're like, all right, we'll go put someone on second, first, and I think in the minors, they put someone on first and second, actually. What a league. Like, what a league we're running here when we don't even know the damn rules. Extra innings rule will begin each extra inning with a runner on second base. This is from MLB. Like, this is their new rule. What damn inning? I don't know, man. I don't know if, like, Google hates me or what it is, but, like, all goddamn day, anything I'd look for, I can't find. And it's not me. Like, this is from MLB. They have, the new rule. Yeah, what inning? I know you put a runner on second base. I'm already aware of that. What freaking inning? Like, I'm going to snap. Like, this is officially Major League Baseball. Like, the level of incompetence, whoever wrote this, like, should really just be punched in the face. You know, like, I don't know what it is. Like, basically, like, I'm punching stuff in, like, you know what I mean? Like, even direct messages from people. Like, a good example is I'm trying to send Yang an email. I send Yang an email every day. For some reason, his name doesn't come up. And it's just like he doesn't exist, except I don't remember his email name. So I can't find it. And I'm snapping. And I got to close down, refresh, open things up. And it's like, oh, there it is. I spent an hour and a half on the phone with Joe Ranieri in between shows today. You think I wanted to do that? You think he wanted to do this on a Friday night? Poor bastard. Guy lives in Miami. He's got a girlfriend. I'm sure he was real happy to see me call twice. He didn't answer the first time. I'm like, yeah, call back. I'm like, yeah, listen, we've got an issue here that we need to, you know, need to address if you can help me out. He goes, oh, yeah, this should take 5 minutes. No problem. I swear to God, it was like 70 minutes later. It took so long. I think he got hit by a hurricane or something. He goes, oh, I just lost my power. Sorry. And then his phone died, and then we just gave up. It was like we accomplished absolutely nothing for 70 minutes. Like, it really is amazing that I don't drink every day. Like, that, you know. Even flow. All right, so what's the deal? So I go to Major League Baseball's website. It just bothers me. It's like news stories. They don't put the details. Like, it's like where, when, what, how, who. W5, they don't know this. Yang?
Yeah, I was reading something in that it says, I guess it'll start after the ninth inning. I guess the last player from that last inning would be the runner on second base. So I guess it'll start right, like after the bottom of the ninth, so it'll start the 10th inning.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. So as I expected, they really want to get the hell out of there. It's nice to know that we all have money on this game and they're willing to just like basically flip a coin to see who wins. I don't know. We're going to see it. Like, are we going to win or are we going to lose this? I'll tell you right now, I won a big bet like this. I remember Canada and the USA played in the World Cup of Baseball. Remember, we all got wasted and hammered and we went to the game at the Rogers Center in Toronto. That was a wild day. Like, I don't know if there was a UFC after. Like, there was something. It was like an all-day affair because I remember we went to the baseball game and, like, when I say wild, it was bad. Like, you know, we did things in that stadium we can't talk about. I remember, oh, yeah, I got into an argument with J.P. Ricciardi, the Blue Jay general manager, after at Wayne Gretzky's restaurant and bar. Like I said, I remember it was like a really, it was one of those, like, really, like, insane sort of, you know, it was like, oh boy, man, we went hard, man, for like 48 hours there. It was like Cam Garner, even Eric Cohen was there. I think Orville was at the baseball game, but he smartly enough, like, got out of Dodge, like, right after the game when he saw the direction it was going. Yeah, we won the bet. Oh, yeah, all right, we're going to extra innings now. Great, so here it is. Well, I'll tell you right now, I lose every hockey shootout, so we'll find out. Let's see. We'll just see what happens here. I'm almost going to sit here and just... How are we going to get screwed? I feel like that chick gymnast that got screwed.
So I think according to the rules, Ohtani was the last out, so I think he'll be the runner on second base coming up.
Oh, really? So now they got rules for that too, huh? What are you...
Yeah, from what I read, that's exactly what's going to happen. I think Ohtani was the last out, so he'll be the runner on second base, and then they'll, you know, continue on with the batters behind them, respectively.
This is whack, bro. This is Major League Baseball. This is what we're doing. This is how we're deciding Major League Baseball games. 16 teams in the playoffs, runner on second. Imagine the poor bastards that have the total right now. Like, if you bet the under of this game, this is like, everyone Get ready. These are the first Sports Rage screw job. Yeah, the first Sports. Yeah, there's Ohtani. Good call, Yang. Good job getting to the bottom of this. Ohtani, Yang is correct. Ohtani's on second base. This is just great. We've got money on this. We've got money on this. And basically, here we are. It's true. They're not screwing around. Ohtani's on second base right now. All right. So as far as our UFC picks are concerned, I like Whitaker, man. Whitaker's on another level than Darren Till. I know Darren Till has a good record, but Whitaker's just on another level. And, you know, he's been in there with monsters. Thing with Whitaker is he's always hurt, right? The guy's like breaking his nose, breaking this, breaking that. And he fights through it. He's healthy now. He was mentally burnt out. He took some time off. I expect a great effort from Whitaker. I just think he's going to be too much for Till. Till's good, but I think Whitaker's very good. I don't know if Whitaker's great, but I don't think Till is very good. I think Till's just good. You know what I mean? All right, we'll get to that. All right, this is just freaking great. Bet this crap. Yeah, seriously, I got money on this, and this is how it ends. I got like $100 bet, man. I got $167 or something riding on this right now. The runner on second base. All right, let's squeeze a call in before Mick Aussie joins us in a couple of minutes. Let's go to Los Angeles. Crash. What's going on, Nate? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Gabe? Doing good, man. Just wanted to call in, you know?
Yeah, we're just we're stressing out this baseball game right now with this stupid rule that they have in place with a runner on second base. What a joke. What a pile of crap. What a pile of crap this is. Unless we win.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to catch up on the loop. All this delay of sports and stuff. I mean, I check you guys out and listen, but I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I follow it every day, Nate. I follow it every day, and I don't know what's going on. No one knows what's going on. That's what, and Nate, you got in right before the break, but this is what the problem is with baseball, Nate. Nobody knows. Like, they made the rule. They changed the rules to playoff format yesterday, 10 minutes before the season started. Like, the guys on ESPN asked the commissioner. Yeah. They're like, oh, so this is the new format. The commissioner's like, no, actually, it's not that, guys. Like, the ESPN, the broadcast partner, didn't know what the format was. Like, on their season opener. That's how whacked out this stuff is.
Word. Peace out.
Sports Rage, late night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
This new shootout stuff, baseball stuff going on right now. And Oakland. Oakland now two out. Two out, runners on first and second. The Angels have failed to take advantage so far. They're down to their last batter right now. And then after that, you know, if we can get out of this, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if we can get out of this, we'll put ourselves in a decent position where, boom, we'll have a runner on second base. And I don't know, if I was a manager, I would play small ball personally. You know, these guys don't, but I would. You've got the runner on second, bunt them over to third, sacrifice, fly them in, you win the baseball game. Like, you know they won't do that, and they're going to strike out three times in a row, right? All right, let's bring in Mick Aussie right now with some AFL picks. We'll keep our eye on this baseball game, obviously. But you know, I wanted Crash and Mick go way back, and Crash actually posted some pictures the other night on Twitter of our trip to Los Angeles many years ago, and it's hard to believe it's been like 9-10 years. You know, it almost feels like it's been longer, actually. Like, it physically, I don't know, it seems like it was a long time ago, but You know, it was cool seeing those pictures. So what's up, Mick? How you doing, Mick?
Hey, Gabe, everyone, and Nate. Yeah, that was quite a while ago. And Big Earl Skake along last night with his Christ rapper condom Frank Dinner story. I love that. Even if it's not true, it was damn funny. But, yeah, that was a great trip, mate. Great trip.
I shouldn't have asked him about it. I shouldn't have asked him about it just because, yeah, it was my fault. I opened up that Pandora's box. But, yeah, Crash, here's a chance to say hi. You don't get a chance to speak to Mick. Yep. Great night. Great time. That weekend, even though me, T-Bone, and Mick got lost in Anaheim on the Saturday night trying to find the arena, but that's another story. but great time on the Friday night rage. So, yeah, what's up, Crash? I wanted you to get a chance. Didn't want you to run it that fast, and I know you don't get a chance to say hi to Mick. So what's up, Crash?
Yo, what's up, Mick? Everybody else? Yeah, man, I was going through, actually, I went back through and got the pictures last night. I got more, and I, like, fixed up a little bit of them because there were some dark ones. But I'll be posting some more. It's some actually pretty cool little memory lane good, stuff. Good. But, yeah, that was classic time. And, you know, it's too bad because that bar, it was open just very briefly. But, you know, they're back closed again right now. So, you know, well, they don't have a patio.
That place is closed. Where we did the show, the place is closed?
Yeah, for the moment.
What was that place called?
Yeah, for the Residuals. There's a little story on the plaque on that place. It was created. There was one of the people that created Cheers, the show, actually was the first owners or opened it back in the 80s. That's the background
with
on that
his
place.
Residuals. With his Residuals. Yep. So that's what it was called, Residuals. I enjoyed it. It was a cool place.
Yeah. Yeah,
I forgot.
Different owner now, but good people, man. Good people there.
All right, Crash. It was good to hear from you, Crash. I look forward to seeing you when stuff calms down. I'll definitely get out to L.A. And you know,
I hope to get up there too, man.
Yeah, well, eventually. Peace. I don't know. It's going to be a while till the borders are open. But, yeah.
right.
All right, still 3-3. Bases juiced. Here right now. All right, Crash, good to hear from you, bro.
You too, man. Appreciate you guys. Good night.
All right. And you know, Mick, I forgot actually about that, the whole thing about us, and I hate to admit that, yeah, we were kind of jerks. You know, so was the guy, though. Like, even though we were drunk, I forgot about that. I just sort of remembered the show and going to the bars in Hollywood and stuff. I sort of forgot about that whole incident at the Comedy Store and all that, where you and me got into it with the comedian. We got kicked out and, like, I don't know, like, didn't T-Bone get attacked by a chick with a cane? Like, there was, like, I remember it was a circus. Like, I remember, like, it got real crazy that late Friday night, you know, or the next night on the Saturday night, whenever it was. I think it was the next night, whenever it was. Like, yeah, I think it's been enough years. We're welcome back there, Mick, but we couldn't have, you and me weren't going to be welcome back there the next night, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, Gabe, I don't blame you for dissing that comedian, because he was terrible, but because he was Earl's mate, and then you're dissing him, I stuck up for you because he was bad. And then as Earl left, he said to me, he says, Mick, can you calm Gabe down? I said, oh, Earl, you know what? Gabe's in the right. But, yeah, I think Earl got a bit upset with both of us, though.
I didn't know. Yeah, Earl was upset. Yeah, rightfully so. I didn't know it was Earl's buddy. And you're the one that sort of started it. Like, I don't know, man. He said something about Canada or something, right? And you said something. He came back, and then I was like, why don't you ask? You know, I was like, you suck. I said something. Like, it was bad. Like, we ended up, like, we were the trolls. That's why I hate to admit, like, we were in a comedy. Like, if you don't like a comedy guy, just leave, right? But instead, like, it got ugly. Like, he singled our table out, and we started arguing with the guy. And, yeah, we got kicked out. Like, long story short, we got kicked out. And, you know, I'm not saying it was, like, their fault. You know what I mean? But the guy wasn't 100% innocent, as you know, Mick, right? Like, you know, we said some crazy things back. But yeah, and I had no idea. The guy was like the son of the owner or something, Mick. Yeah, we picked the wrong guy to get into an argument with. I'll tell you that much, as I normally do. It seems to be a thing with me when I'm with you. like the Super Bowl. I never would have gotten kicked out. Everything was great. I had the VIP pin. Everything was fine. And it was all just because the wrong dude, you know, the wrong dude asked me where I got the pin. I got into it with him, and it was the wrong dude. All right, so somehow the A's keep on getting out of this. Now the tables have turned, and now we're going to have a runner on second base, and all we need to score is one run to win this baseball game right now. All right, Mick. So last night, I didn't even see the game. I won all my bets in soccer, and I did well with baseball last night. And I'm telling myself I don't want to bet in the middle of the night anymore. And but I couldn't resist. I saw that Richmond were playing last night, and they were plus 11.5. They were only down by 6. They ended up not covering. I took them as the underdog. Didn't happen. So I'm not going to lie, Mick. I'm a little I'm a little cautious coming into these games here tonight. So I want to tread carefully. And I'll tell you another thing, too. There's a ton of Australians in Vancouver, but you probably already know that. Everywhere I go, dude, there's Australians here.
Well, yeah, they're there. Then they're all heading up to Whistler. So there's too many of them up at Whistler. But, yeah, be careful of these AFL games. And I took the Carlton Blues over the Roos, and they just won about 5 minutes ago by 7 points. And they're in my first leg of my multi. So I can't give you that one, boys. But I got the other picks, and Gabe, I've won my multis have covered. I've won 2 of the last 3 weeks. So when you win them, you win big, but you got to be careful because Port Adelaide Power, they won it after the siren, and if they'd lost, they would have lost all of them. So you got to get lucky, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I just wanted to throw out here, too. Man, the show's just flying by. I like Shogun to beat Nogueira tomorrow. I'm going to post all my picks on Twitter for the UFC, but I like Shogun to beat Nogueira. But the main event, I like Whitaker to win that fight. I think there's decent odds. All right, so we got Sydney and Hawthorne already off and running right now. It's 13-7. The Hawks are minus 192. So what do we got coming up here? Port Adelaide and St. Kilda. We got Adelaide and Essendon, West Coast, Collingwood, Melbourne. So what are we looking at this week, Mick? Get right down to business here.
All right, yeah, the Hawks-Swans game, anyone could win that. Two terrible teams, probably be low scoring. I went the Hawks, but it's probably too late for you to bet on that one. I like the Port Adelaide Power Pap Smears to keep winning. The Saints beat the Crows, but the Crows are not very good. So the Port Adelaide Power Paps, they are rolling top of the ladder. Put them in your multi-parlay. They should win that one well, actually.
What about Essendon and the Bombers, though? Like, how bad are they that they're only minus 170 against Adelaide?
Well, see, Gabe, about 3 weeks ago, the Bombers were looking fantastic. Then they get a few injuries, and then they had a big loss last week to the Western Bulldogs. Now, some people think the Crows might cause an upset here. I doubt it. Other people think Bombers might smash them. So taking the Bombers at 40-plus, that might be worth a bet. Take the Bombers to win and probably cover. Crows did okay last week, but the goals they got were from free kicks, and they're terrible. Can't move the ball. Take the Bombers and probably on the minus and stick them in a multi as well.
Yeah, I'm going. It's minus 174 on the money line only. And I'm not trying to pick on you here, but Adelaide, like you said, they're not very good. Minus 174. All right. West Coast, only minus 148 against Collingwood. What do you think about that one? And West Coast only 4-3. They need to win, West Coast. Right now, they're on the outside looking in. I think they're in ninth place.
Yeah, Gabe, that's going to be a great game. It's over there in Perth. So your Eagles are up in Queensland there for a month. They've gone back home. The Magpies have been sitting there for a while. And the Magpies actually play the Perth Oval, the new Optus Stadium, quite well because it's a similar shape to their MCG home ground. Tough one to pick. A lot of people are going Magpies. I think the Eagles will get it done just mainly because Jordan DeGoey, the star forward for the Magpies, he is out injured, kicked 5 goals last week, and he's got a court appearance coming up soon. So we're not sure if he's going to play much. Great game. Take the Eagles just, but be careful. Could go either way.
Is that game tomorrow night or tonight? That's tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow night, I think, yep.
Yeah, 1:35 my time. All right, I was wondering about that. What about Geelong and Fremantle? Geelong only minus 198.
Yeah, it's over in Perth. The Dockers over there. But the Cats have got a couple of injuries. Ablett's out. Selwood, the captain's out. The Dockers have got a lot of injuries too. Young team. Cats should get that done. Be a bit careful, but I like the Cats to win that one as well. And I got them. I got them and the Power as my first leg of the multi. Then add the Bombers, plus 227. Add the Brisbane Lions, plus 417. And then add the Hawks, but it's probably too late for that one. So be a bit careful, but it's starting to settle down a bit. I've had two good weeks out of the last three. So COVID-19, it's still going. All the teams are out of Victoria, but it's still going, Gabe. They're being very strict. And the NFL and all these other leagues, they should be studying this and learning from what's going on in the AFL.
They don't study or learn, as you know. So, listen, man. We'll figure out your best time moving forward so we don't rush you in the back. It's been a crazy week. You know, we only have 1 hour of game time decisions. Baseball is back. We're backed up on guests. We had technical issues with guests. So we're going to reset everything now. We've got a bunch of, you know, old guests that are right back. They're back in a rotation now because sports are back. So we're going to readjust everything. But I wanted to ask you before we get you out of here. I know you didn't want to change the name of the Edmonton Eskimos, but they changed the name. We were talking about it earlier. I like the Elks. What's the leader in Edmonton? Is it going to be the Edmonton Empire? Because I think the Edmonton Elks is a good name. And you don't have to change anything. EE.
Yeah, I don't mind the Elks. My good buddy, the Grey Cup Touchdown Chicken, he likes the Elks. I don't mind them, but I've actually settled on this one right now. You might not have heard it. I actually like the Edmonton Evolution because the city's evolving, people are evolving. It's a good modern name for kids. So right now I'm leading with Edmonton Evolution. And those people that said the emus, we've already got an Edmonton emus. It's the Aussie footy team here for the last 10 years. So there you go.
Mick Aussie setting the record straight. Good stuff, Mick. Enjoy your Friday night and the weekend. See you on Live Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, great job tonight, Master Control, Friday Night Freak Show. We'll be back Sunday night, and the countdown is on. The NBA is coming back. Zion Williamson is back in the bubble. Things are getting crazy. Lou Williams of the Clippers has left the bubble, evidently. Montrezl Harrell is already not there. They've got multiple dudes out. The Clippers, they got like four guys that have left. And right now, Kawhi Leonard's got to be thinking, you know, I hope you like the money. And he does. Kawhi Leonard moved to Riverside again. The guy wanted to live where he was from. He built like this like mansion type thing. So, but they've got problems, the Clippers. I'm not buying in. Patrick Beverley, Harrell, Lou Williams. Zubac never even showed up for the bubble. I don't know what that was about. But whatever. I'm not concerned myself with Kawhi's problems, you know. He can watch the Raptors in the finals, although the Raptors are going to have to get through the Eastern Conference. I don't take anything for granted. Check out my Twitter. Man, the bases are loaded. There's one out. Can we get this home for the Oakland Athletics? But as I stated, guys, I do like Whitaker to win the fight. I do like, I think Shogun's going to win. I'm not in love with Landon Price with a 38-year-old Shogun, but Nogueira's toast. Nogueira's done, man. All right, Nogueira is done. I tell you what, I'm going to take a shot with Fabricio Verdum against Gustafsson. Gustafsson's never fought a heavyweight before. He's nowhere near as big as Verdum is. Verdum was kind of embarrassed in his last fight. He wasn't beat up, but he was kind of out of shape. And Verdum's also a free agent, and he says he's going to test the free agency waters, so it'll be better for him with a win here. I'm surprised Verdum's plus 275, man. You got a light heavyweight fighting at heavyweight. I guess a pretty good heavyweight, too, in Verdum. So I'm a little bit surprised about that number. As far as baseball on the way out, we've been so... I like the impact tomorrow to advance. I'm telling you, man, this game's going to be a draw after 90 minutes, and the impact are going to win after. I'm telling you, Terry Ruiz taking the impact farther along. The journey's not done for the impact. Great job. Shout out to all of our guests, our callers, listeners, viewers, trolls, and everybody else in between. Other than that, you're on your own later.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.